Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A pilot program will be done in the Upper Hunter to give job seekers the opportunity to access free hospitality training. It's a joint program through the New South Wales Government and Clubs New South Wales. Singleton Diggers, the Musselbrook RSL, Singleton Bolo and Scone RSL will be among the first in the state to take advantage of the free training and equip locals with the specialised skills delivered by TAFE New South Wales. Following the pilot in the Upper Hunter, the program will be rolled out to regional areas across the state, making it easier for job seekers to find jobs in the future, keeping money in the local economy. The fee-free training will be funded by the New South Wales Government's Smart and Skilled program, with a pilot expected to begin from July. Three people have been charged after weapons, ammunition, drugs and cash were found at homes in the Hunter. Detectives have been investigating the supply of prohibited drugs and firearms across the state since February and executed four search warrants at properties in Cessnock. During the searches, detectives seized a shortened rifle, mobile phones, ammunition, $8,000 cash and prohibited drugs. A 27-year-old woman and two men were arrested during the operation and taken to Cessnock Police Station. The woman faced court yesterday and the two men face Cessnock Court today. Anzac Day will be almost like normal across the Upper Hunter region on Sunday. There are dawn services and Remembrance Day services as well as marches happening across the region. There's a full list at our website. For Singleton, you do have to register your attendance online prior to Sunday, but the others, you can just turn up and sign in following COVID-safe protocols. Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon will be at Musselbrook and says last year we commemorated Anzac Day in a special way, but it will be great to be together again this year.
And we did that exceptionally well. In fact, it seemed to add something additional, something special to Anzac Day, but it will be wonderful to be back out united this year together, remembering those who served, those who gave their lives in so many conflicts, and of course those who returned home.
And the New South Wales Police Force has welcomed another 204 new probationary constables to their ranks. Class 346 graduated at the Police Academy in Goulburn today, with 149 men and 55 women now off to undertake a year of on-the-job training and complete the Associate Degree in Policing Practice by Distance Education with Charles Sturt University before being confirmed to the rank of constable. The Hunter Valley Police District is getting another three probationary constables. Port Stephens Hunter is getting another two, and the Newcastle PD will get 10 new probationary constables. The Upper Hunter has some players in the Tasha Gale Cup over the weekend. From Singleton and Musselbrook, Jules, Matilda and Sophie will all be playing in the semi-finals. The Thoroughbred Stud Cutting Challenge is on at White Park tonight as a part of the National Cutting Horse Association Futurity. The action doesn't stop there. There's plenty of cutting action finals, including the open final tomorrow night, just before the Bull Futurity. And the Newcastle Knights couldn't quite get one over the Penrith Panthers. The Panthers have won 7 out of 7 games this season, now handing the Knights a 24-6 loss overnight. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.